Yes, I did receive a suit from his lawyers or from the court. Yes.
Okay, and why was he suing you?
He claimed I was defaming him by alleging that he was the one who actually attacked me during the primaries. And I was ready for him, or I was ready to meet him in court. Because I also dared him to go to court. So when I received that suit, I was very excited and could not wait for the day.
Okay, so after the suit, what has transpired between yourself, your lawyers, and your company?
Yes, you know, City News or City TV or City FM, we made a police case. We reported it to the police. So the police was handling the criminal aspect of the case. This thing was a defamation suit. So it was something that maybe it was between us and his lawyers. But our this thing is with the police. The police have written to, or they have referred the case to the IGP office. And I am told they have also written to Parliament, to the Speaker, to, release him for that. That is how the case is still going. But on his side, somewhere February or March, one man, a highly respected man in the society, not less a person than the Director General of GBC, he actually called to intervene by talking to him and then us. So later his side or his suit was withdrawn from the court. So that was how it is. I never heard anything from them till date. That was somewhere March till date. I've never heard anything again from them, please.
Okay, so then it means that we are now dealing with an out-of-court settlement, right? That's it, right?
Well, when he said, when Prof consulted him and he said he was withdrawing the case.
Yes.
Yeah, they were actually pursuing an out-of-court settlement of the matter.
Okay.
Of the defamation that he claimed I defamed him. That was what they were now seeking to settle it out of court. Yes.
Okay, but has the Honourable Member of Parliament been able to prove and prove beyond reasonable doubt that indeed you have defamed him in any way out of court?
No, till today, I have never heard or even seen him personally till date. Professor Amin is doing the intervention because he is dealing with him.
Okay.
It is on his behalf that Prof came to intervene.
Okay.
So I don't know what is actually going on between them. It was only Professor Amin that he was contacting me. That was somewhere, like I say, in March and in just recently, our fasting time, just the last month when we were fasting. That was the last time I actually spoke with Prof until yesterday.
Okay, so when did you see Honorable Aliyu's apology letter? Did he put you on copy? Have you received that letter personally, Mohammed?
We didn't even know such a thing was such a thing had happened. It was on social media that we saw that, and my boss just looking at the letter, apart from the heading or the address that it is addressed to City TV or City FM. Matter the apology. If you read the content, does the content show? One, I wasn't consulted or reached out to. As to whether they will be meeting GJA or whoever. City is in Accra. I am in Bindila in the northern region here. Nobody reached out to me that today this is what we are going to do. Or please come. The man has come to. Render an apology or do something. City is not aware. I am here. Nobody contacted me. I didn't even know until we saw that in the social media. It was management of City TV that called me. Alabira, how are you doing? I said, I am doing fine. So did your friend reach out to you? I said, my friend, yes. Then they mentioned Farouk's name. I said, no, he hasn't reached out to me. That did I see what he has gone to do? I said, no. So it was that time that prompted me to go on social media and I saw that he had written something there called apology. No, we are. I am not aware. Nobody reached out to me. And neither the city received anything till date. No.
Have you had a conversation with your superiors? I mean, City FM on the apology. And what has been the conversation?
That is what I have just told you. They called. They even saw it first and called to ask me if anyone has reached out to me. And I said no.
Okay.
And they also said no. No one has also reached out to them. So as it is now, myself or City in Accra, no, we have not received. And that's even said letter.
All right.
City has not even received.